Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader three times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. We are watching baseball in here. Big baseball guys.
Yes, I've never been a bigger Pittsburgh Pirates fan right now.
Well, are you watching it?
I am. Right as I said that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was like right on cue.
Launched a two-run homer.
Okay, so we're the baseball show of record here, and we will hear nothing to the contrary. We love baseball. The original baseballman. And although Swag has a little say in that as well.
Yeah, you guys paired together back in the day.
He and I did a baseball show together. First ever baseball show on The Fan.
Well, can I have a piece of that as well?
Well, like I said, we are the original baseball men, and Swag has a piece of that as well.
Because I was the first guest on the baseball show.
So the Pirates put up four runs in the second on the Reds. Now, yes. The Reds and Mets are tied.
Yeah. And they have the tiebreaker over us, so...
And then Ellie De La Cruz just hit a two-run home run. So the Reds are on the board. It's 4-2 Bucks. Who knew the Bucks and Reds would be such a battle?
And then tonight...
Must watch.
And Giants Cards and Dodgers Diamondbacks. So all games I'm watching and the Mets don't get started here for another...
And the Tigers and Guardians the Guardians are one back, I think, in the AL Central.
I think they're a game back, and it's 0-0 right now in two, and they got old Scooble.
Scooble's out there.
On the mound.
All right, so back to our college football Tuesday toots. We've got Mike Gundy getting turfed. He says he wants to keep coaching. I don't know.
I don't know who would hire him.
Right, because of the whole NIL thing we were talking about. But I could see him being on like one of these college football pregame shows.
Well, someone said he should run for like Congress or Senate because he would.
Yeah, I could see that.
He could see that.
But he has hot takes.
You know, if I was a... I'm trying to what level would I consider Mike Gundy? To me, Mike Gundy just showed you that he, with decent resources, this is where this is going. So bringing him in to be an innovative guy that's going to seek for solutions in this new world that we're living in, that doesn't make any sense. And I don't know if a program, let's say Florida's job opened up or something like that, is that where you're going with this? You say, okay, well, we do have more resources, and Mike Gundy was very good at Oklahoma State.
Well, that is what his main gripe is.
Yes.
So if he goes to a place where that's not the gripe, maybe it's a good fit.
I guess there might be something like that. I don't know what that would do for a fan base. This is like when Les Miles said this, and it was like, hey, I'm not done at Ogeron. Well, you kind of ended up being done. I just don't know where that market is. Let's say like Bill Belichick's in the midst of flaming out right now in North Carolina. Like if you're North Carolina, do you go and give Mike Gundy a shot? Because that's the same situation from resources that Oklahoma State had.
Candidates to replace Gundy. They are saying, people are saying Jeff Traylor, who is Texas San Antonio, G.J. Kinney, who is at Texas State, Eric Morris is the guy at North Texas. Yeah. We've talked about him before. Yeah. Will Stein's name is popping up, the Oregon offensive coordinator. Yeah. And also Ben Arbuckle, the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, who was at Washington State.
One other interesting name is Zach Robinson. He played at Oklahoma State.
He's a quarterback there.
He played under Gundy, and he is the offensive coordinator of the Falcons right now. But
see, and this is just this is in this world that we're living in right now. And I was Oklahoma State, and I had an well, let's not say Oklahoma State because they just got rid of Gundy. Let's say I'm Virginia Tech, right? And my choice was Mike Gundy or Will Stein. It would take me 2 seconds to go say Will Stein. Like, I know what Mike Gundy is, okay? I do. And Mike Gundy is a really good coach. Mike Gundy is a Hall of Fame coach. But I just saw what happened at Oklahoma State, and I don't have a significantly better situation than what Oklahoma State had. So I'm going to go get the Kenny Dillingham guy. I am going to go get the guy that's young and that is going to want to work 22 hours a day, which I'm sure was Mike Gundy back in the day. And I want the guy that you said with Brett Bielema that's going to go form a relationship with a recruit's mom and dad, and they're to convince them that this is where I want to be. I'm going to go find that as opposed to going with, how old is Gundy? 58?
58.
No offense to 58. I just, we talked to Dan Lanning, was it last week? Maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
I asked him
about that. About it, it feels like the game is becoming a young man's game, that there's a lot of turnover. And he kind of alluded to that. And he said that back in the day, coaches used to make players adapt to them. But in this world we're living in, it's the other way around. And I'm not certain that after all these years of being a head coach, and by the way, Bill Belichick is experiencing this right now, you can't change your stripes. You're not going to convince me that Mike Gundy all of a sudden is going to change the way he operates. So I'm not trying to force that at a program. Go find me someone that knows how to exist in this world. Go find me Eric Morris, the guy at North Texas. Go find me Will Stein. Go find me that guy.
You guys want to, well, I don't think, in the interest of time, I don't think we should play the whole thing, but can we just for a moment say that Mike Gundy's rant?
It's one of the best of all time.
No, it's the best of all time. And I'm not kidding.
It's incredible.
Give me a better coach rant than that.
There isn't one.
There isn't one. It is the gold standard. Yes. And it's over time. I mean, it's very awkward at the time.
Yeah.
But over time, it has morphed into like this funny, it's like a funny bit. Even he's doing commercials about it.
Yep.
Like, it's aged well, even though it was really weird at the time.
Well, the best part is about the rant, which you're right, it is the greatest rant of all time. He was angry at the reporter for reporting things that Mike Gundy was saying about his own players.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he and his staff were, I think, trashing their quarterback, and she wrote the things that they were saying, and they're like, how could you write those things?
Hey, you attack me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm 40.
Don't attack the kids.
Well, I was trying to attack you. I was using your words to say you're so being an ass to this kid.
Do you have that in the system at all?
I do, but it's 3 minutes and 22 seconds long. Do you want it right now?
Not right. Not at this. Yeah. We got a break right now.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should play that next.
It's okay.
Just R.I.P. Mike Gundy.
Yeah.
Because he ain't coming back.
I don't think so. And it didn't end well, but it almost never ends well. And it shouldn't change the fact that Mike Gundy is a Hall of Fame football coach that was the greatest coach that university ever had.
And the hair.
And like you said,
the hair.
Yeah, he's shirtless all the time, and he had swagger. And he was the Midwest. He was the Midwest Steve Spurrier. And college football was better off when he was cooking there at Oklahoma State and Bedlam and all that. Mike Gundy was good for the game.
Yeah, he was, but let's also point out he was kind of a horrible dude, too.
That was for the good of the game.
Am I wrong? Like, he's the guy who defended freaking...
He defended a lot of things.
Mixon.
Yeah. No,
that was Oklahoma.
That was Oklahoma.
Oh, sorry, yeah. That was Oklahoma, not Oklahoma State. Ah, no, exonerated.
He defended Ollie Gordon, who had a tequila bottle in his car, and he's like, well, who doesn't have a couple pops and drive home?
Right. I mean, in the OAN shirt, and like...
He's an interesting dude.
Dude, he's not.
Mike Gundy loves himself.
But he's a hell of a football
player. Best joke I saw today was, I really thought they'd let Mike Gundy leave on his OAN Accord.
Ah, I see what you did there. All right. Also today, John Mateer needs hand surgery. He is was the Heisman favorite.
Brutal for an Oklahoma team that's playing great ball right now.
Yeah, they say he will be back this season. They're saying 3 or 4 weeks. Now, what's interesting about this is he led the comeback against Auburn. He was in there in the in the second half. He was 15 of 16.
Yeah.
But they're saying what's best for him is to go under the knife now. Yeah. Their next three are Kent State, Texas, and South Carolina. So he's going to miss the rivalry game.
Yeah.
But after that, if he comes back after the South Carolina game, that's the meat of their schedule. They have five SEC teams all currently ranked in the top 20.
And it's the idea, too, that, like, let's say you lose the Texas game, but you can go 2-1 without him, and he can come back.
Exactly.
You can survive that. You can be a two-loss team and still make it in.
Sook, did you hear what I heard there?
Yeah.
Sliver of light for our Kent State Golden Flashes?
All I need is one.
Oh, no.
I just need one.
Wait, have they...
They've got one game. We need one more win this season to catch our bet.
The win was
one and a half.
The over under was 1.5 win.
Yeah.
These dumbass. I want to hold on. These two idiots bet.
And now Mateer's out. You'd never know.
They bet on Kent State over 1.5 wins this season. Yeah. They have already won one.
Yeah.
And now John Mateer is out. And they could win another one.
All I'm saying is...
They're not going to beat Oklahoma.
There's
a
chance.
Oklahoma is going to punish them. Oklahoma's defense might be the best in the country.
Look.
They had 10 sacks against Auburn.
This isn't Auburn. This is Kent State. But I'm telling you, after this, they play UMass, Toledo, Bowling Green, Ball State, Akron, Central Michigan, Northern... I just need one.
We got
one.
At least two wins in there. We just need one.
I just need one.
Well, it's not going to be this week.
You never know.
By the way, the new Heisman favorite is Mendoza.
Yes. Quarterback from Indiana.
And then Carson Beck and Dante Moore. And next week, it'll probably be the winner of the Oregon-Penn State game.
Yeah. If Dante Moore has a decent game. Decent.
And they win.
And they win in the wideout, Dante Moore will come rocketing up those boards.
Well, look, there's never a bad time to play this, really. But apropos of the firing of Mike Gundy, we got to play 3 minutes of his rant. it is the greatest coach rant of all time.
Agreed.
And you'll hear that next on The Fan. All right, one last go-round with Mike Gundy, RIP. Fired today at Oklahoma State. I believe this is the greatest coach rant of all time, and there have been some great ones.
Oh, yeah.
But this, nothing beats this.
No. I mean, and it's endured now for, it feels like it was just yesterday, but it was like 18 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, when he says, I'm a man, I'm 40, you're like, oh, what's he now, 50? No, he's 58. So here is a bit of the great Mike Gundy rant.
I'm going to talk about this article right here. If anybody hasn't read this article, I don't read it. This was brought to me by a mother of children. I think this is worth reading. Let me tell you why I want to talk about this article. 3/4 of this is inaccurate. It's fiction. And this article embarrasses me to be involved with athletics tremendously. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child and has never had a child that's had their heart broken and come home upset and had to deal with the child when he is upset and kick a person when he's down. Here's all that kid did. He goes to class. He's respectful to the media. He's respectful to the public. And he's a good kid. And he's not a professional athlete. And he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down. If you have a child someday, you'll understand how it feels. But you obviously don't have a child. I do. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game, or says he's fat, and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand.
God.
You haven't had that. But someday you will. And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. Don't write about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared. That ain't true. And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades them and belittles them and you have to look them in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid here? Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? Mm. That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
God. By the way, Jenny Carlson is her name.
Yeah.
She does have a daughter.
Oh.
So she now knows.
She knows.
Of what he speaks.
The best part, too, is the quarterback. It was like Bobby something or other, Bobby Red, Bobby Reed. And, like, he even came out afterwards and said that he was upset at Gundy because he thought that the the rant was like a show. Like,
Gundy, the quarterback didn't like it, even though he was supposedly defending the quarterback.
Yeah, he had like a falling out because he knew that like some of the stuff that was in there was indeed true and that Gundy had called him soft and had benched him and had like been on his ass. I think they reconciled like after the fact. I read something a number of years ago that like it split their relationship. And then I think he hired him. Like, he ended up working like as a quality control coach or something at Oklahoma State. But
Bobby Reed went on to say, Gundy's rant, quote, basically ended my life.
God. And yes, Mike Gundy does have three children, as we all know, Gavin, Gunner, and Gage.
Gunner.
A mother of children, he said. To open it up.
I want to puke. I don't read this newspaper, but I'm going to yell about it.
It's garbage.
Makes me want to puke.
Great rant.
Oh, it's an all-timer.
All right. We must adjourn. In the News is coming up next. Holy push-ups.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice to have you along. It's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday out there.
Yeah, we're warm all week until the rain comes, like, on what, Sunday, I think?
Still feels like summer out
there. Yeah, we're in the 80s, man.
It is September 23, 2025. Time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Please be seated and all rise. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Nothing today, bad can happen. It can only good happen.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen. Today is Restless Leg Awareness Day.
The old Jimmy legs.
Yeah. Okay. So be aware of that.
Yeah. What do we do with that?
I think there's a medication you can take for it now.
Is there?
There's a medication for everything.
Now, is that just you being anxious and tapping your leg, or is it like something you really truly can't stop?
I just know that for a while there, like, there was those commercials, like, it's like Sky Rizzy, Rizzy, something or other, and there was one that I saw for restless leg syndrome. Like, really? We're advertising restless leg?
It is a chronic neurological disorder characterized by an irresistible urge to move the legs, typically accompanied by uncomfortable sensations.
Sorry if you've got the Jimmy legs.
So that's not just like, you know, you always see the nervous Nelly who's like bouncing his knee up and down.
Twitching, yeah.
It's not necessarily that. It's worse. Neurological.
I think there's medication, though, so go ask your doctor about whatever.
It is also National Checkers Day. Whatever happened to checkers? Boy, why don't we play checkers anymore?
Because it's not 1930.
What?
What?
Checkers was a great game.
Why play checkers when you can play chess?
Yeah, cause chess takes too long.
Yeah, exactly. Checkers is just more basic, quicker.
Although you can do a lot better in board games than checkers, I think, right?
Yeah, I haven't played a game of checkers in 30 years.
Oh, I just feel like checkers used to be really popular, and now it's just not even a thing.
Totally out of fashion.
Because it's not 1930. We've evolved.
We've evolved past checkers, you say?
How am I going to get my kid to play checkers when he's got, like, Call of Duty on his PlayStation?
Like, well, no, I get that. But, I mean, we still have basic other games, like Connect 4 or...
I don't think people play Connect 4
either. Oh, yeah. I just saw one the other day, a big giant one.
I think there's a lot more Connect 4 than checkers, for sure.
There's Jenga.
Yep. And giant Jenga. You see that at bars, too?
There's lots of basic games. Yeah. Checkers is a basic game, but I don't know why it's been displaced. I'm kind of mad about it all of a sudden.
And yet, when's the last time you played checkers?
Why, it's not even available.
I think it's available.
You can have it at your home.
I'll bet you can buy a checkered board for $4 on Amazon right now.
I don't want to spend the money. Times are tough.
I'm going to look and see what... Let's play over-under. $7.99 on Amazon.
Like the traditional
checkers.
Black and red checkerboard?
Black and red checkerboard.
Oh, $9.99.
I'll take the under.
Looks like the first main one that pops up is $9.99, but there is also a $7.99 option from Schlees and More.
There you go.
Board games.
So who wins?
I think the first one popping up, because that is the one Amazon recommends. You know, that's like that's their choice. I do feel like $9.99 is indeed the price of a checkerboard.
A little high, don't you think?
Well, with all the Trumpflation, you know?
You feel a little better about it if it was $6.99?
I would.
The checker companies are paying the tariffs.
You said $4. Now that I was like, wow.
I'm guessing Goodwill probably has those.
Oh, yeah.
RIP checkers.
And chess, for the same one, chess, $19.99.
Yeah, I got to pay more.
Got to pay more. Well, they got the carved figures and...
Oregon Army National Guard Physician Assistant.
The VU.
Major Tommy Vu has set the world record for push-ups, or as Buck and the kids like to call them, shups.
Literally today heard someone on a podcast say, yeah, I don't bother with the puh part of that. It's just shups.
Shups. I can't be bothered with the whole thing. Shups.
Didn't you do some shups in here once? Didn't we have something like we're...
I don't know.
I thought at one point, like years ago, there was something where like... I think you had to do like 20 shups. And you did it. I remember.
Well, yeah, I'm svelte. Look at me.
Shup it up.
Shup it up.
It sounds like an impossible feat of strength, but Oregon Army National Guard Physician Assistant Major Tommy Vu did the impossible over the weekend and completely shattered the world record. The previous world record for shups in 1 hour was 1,530, held by a New York-based athlete. It's kind of generic. On Saturday, 38-year-old Vu completed 1,721 reps at West Coast Strength Gym in Salem.
He basically said he used a metronome, and he needed to do a push-up every 2.1 seconds for an hour.
God, every 2 seconds.
2.1 seconds.
A full push-up.
Yes.
For an hour.
So that's 30 in a minute. And
jeez, man.
Yeah, it's insane. There's video of him. I saw it on Coin or KGW, one of them. I saw the clip, and dude, at the end of it, that dude was hurting. He would do he would like fire one up and then just sit there and like groan, and then he'd get another one. And obviously it slowed down as he got close to the hour.
He did do it for charity. The Oregon Humane Society got $1,721.
It would have killed a lesser man.
Yeah, I guess this is like his sixth world record.
Yeah.
This is what he does. He does burpees and... He owns all of these exercise records, and he always donates $1 for every rep that he does.
Yeah. Well, at least he does that part.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, what are you doing?
I don't know. Guys do, like...
What are you doing?
He wants to do push-ups. And it's always some military...
Shups. Game.
Remember there was that old Marine that planked?
He
set the plank record? Because this is not push-ups in a row, by the way. This is just how many push-ups you can do.
In an hour.
Yeah, in an hour. That one old bastard Marine planked for like 4 hours or
I
something.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that
planking
I think
got out of hand.
Wasn't that longer than that?
I don't know. It was hours. I know that. But just the idea of, like, I don't know. Just one day you're like, wake up. You're like, you know what? I'm going to do some shups today.
Yeah, dude, it was 9 hours, 38 minutes, and 47 seconds.
My God. Can you imagine the cramp? I don't know what your chest feels like after...
I'm seeing only 8 hours, 15 minutes, so you might have some fake news there.
Well, it's AI, so yeah,
well,
probably...
Either way.
Dude, 8 hours at least.
Yeah, 9 hours, 38 minutes, 40 seconds.
I could plank for like 2 minutes and then something would break. That dude's planking for 8 or 9 hours. How many push-ups you could do in an hour?
Speaking of breaks.
Yeah.
What? No way, man.
Yes, way, man.
Portland Fire is investigating an early morning explosion at a popular food cart pod in southeast Portland.
That's no good.
On fire emojis.
Blew up, like a propane tank.
Springwater Cart Park, formerly known as Cartlandia, southeast 82nd. Exploded at 4:40 this morning, according to the fire spokesperson, Rick Graves. At least 8 carts were damaged, as well as 2 structures, and some may be a total loss. It was a propane tank.
Yeah, I was going to say that would make sense. And it was 4 in the morning, so at least no one was around.
Check your freezer.
No.
Shrimp sold in Oregon and Washington has been recalled. Mm-hmm. It's radioactive.
Oh! Turn into the Hulk or something?
Didn't we have one of these a while back?
We sure did.
Yeah, we got radioactive shrimp.
Over 85,000 bags of shrimp are being recalled for potential contamination, marking the latest products to be impacted by radioactive threat. The U.S. FDA put out the notice on Sunday. 3 varieties of shrimp sold at Kroger stores in 31 states may be contaminated. It's Celsius 130. Celsius. It is cesium-137. It's a product of nuclear fission and is used in medical devices and gauges. It can also be used to gauge the flow of liquid through pipes and is present in the environment from weapons testing in the 50s and 60s. At room temperature, it's a liquid, but it can become a powder if bonded with chlorides. Used inappropriately, it can burn you, cause acute radiation sickness, and be fatal. Long-term exposure can increase your risk of developing cancer.
Good Lord.
My God.
Note and to yes, self, don't eat this shrimp.
These shrimpies were sold here at in Freddy's and various Kroger brand.
That's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, Freddy's, Food for Less, Dylan's, of course, we don't have that here. What else do we have? King Super, Kroger.
I think QFC, isn't that a
Kroger Payless, too? QFC, yeah. Ralph's.
We don't have Ralph's, but...
Between, this is, the shrimps were sold between June 12 and September 17th of this year.
By the way, if you're wondering, hey, are these shrimp contempt? Just throw them out.
Like, yeah, just get them out of there.
Just get them out of there. It's all right.
I have a tuna recall story, too. We're recalling all of it.
We got bad tuna and...
We do.
Bad shrimp. Mm.
Yeah. No good. And how much will you miss our beloved polar bear, Nora?
She gone. She gets to go make
she has
sweet,
not died.
Sweet polar bear love.
That's right.
But she is moving. She's had it with Portland. Too much violence.
She's out.
Or not enough sex.
Well, they took her partner, right?
No. She's leaving.
She's the one that's going.
She's
right?
I thought they took another polar bear.
No.
Oh, so
she did.
She was there with another female polar bear, and now she's going because she's going to go with a male polar bear and get some polar bear
but
love.
Didn't they get rid of the other female polar bear?
No, I think they were sisters. No, the other polar bear is still here. Yes. Mm. We still have one.
There
we still
two.
Have one. I believe it's her sister.
Hot polar bear news is coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what this is. Hope you're having a nice day. This is in the news for September 23, 2025. I mentioned the shrimp recall.
Mm-hmm.
Check your freezer again.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe your fridge.
What the hell's happening now?
Thousands of pounds of tuna
Who freezes tuna?
Well, that's why I said maybe your fridge.
Yeah.
Sold at Costco in over 30 states under the Kirkland signature brand are being recalled in connection to an outbreak strain of Listeria.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds bad. So I'm guessing this is just canned tuna, so it's probably your pantry.
It is not canned.
Oh.
It's like, it's kind of like, you know, like you get in the cellophane.
Okay.
You know, you pick it out of the little... Yeah.
It's like, it's a nice piece of salmon, or like a piece of salmon. Getting a tuna filet.
Yeah, but they're cut into little, it's not really a filet, they're cut into like little bites. At least the ones they're showing here. It may be multiple. But yeah, dude, Listeria, you don't want that.
Can't imagine that you do.
These were sold in Oregon and Washington, amongst other states. Ahi Tuna Wasabi Pokey was sold on September 18th, 2025, with a sell-by date of September 22. That's being recalled. And have an item number. Would you like the item number?
No, I don't. Just know that if you have tuna in your fridge or whatever from Costco, throw it out. I just, whenever I get like those sort of things, it's not worth it to me. It's like if they told me if the sell by date or whatever, and you tell me if mine was like 2 or 3 days off of that, I'm like, oh, I'm fine. No, just throw it away. It's no good.
Symptoms of Listeria: fever, muscle aches, headache, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, convulsions, diarrhea. Other gastrointestinal symptoms, miscarriage, stillbirth, premature delivery, or life-threatening infection of newborn infants, and death.
And I'm guessing with Costco, you can just bring it back, and they'll give you a different one. Costco takes anything back. And I don't eat a lot of tuna, but someone asked, top ways to eat shrimp? The correct answer is coconut shrimp, one. And it's not even close. Banker wrapped shrimp, number two.
I don't like coconut shrimp that much.
And then a grilled kind of like, you know, like a mango grilled kind of...
Like a skewered shrimp.
A skewer sort of. That is the top three ways to consume shrimp.
I like a fajita shrimp. I like shrimp on the sizzling cast iron with the onions and peppers.
Yeah. Delightful.
I'm a good shrimp cocktail guy.
Oh, like that. Yeah.
Nice fresh cocktail. You apparently are not up on your zoo news, gentlemen.
No.
Because not only is Nora leaving the polar bear at the Oregon Zoo, her sister, Amelia Gray, has also left.
What?
Yeah, we bid farewell to her earlier in September. Now Nora is leaving.
So is Amelia the one that left to go get some polar bear loving? Because one of them, maybe that's the one I remember, because they said that she was going to have a chance to have little polar bear babies, which is why she left, and she left her sister behind. But maybe that was the Amelia one, and now we're losing the other sister?
Yeah, Nora is moving to Wisconsin.
Oh.
She likes it better there.
So are we going to be polar bear-less in Portland? What do they do with the whole...
Did our bears get burgled?
It's a pretty central place in the zoo.
And Buck takes it personally. He's at the zoo all the damn time.
I just saw Nora or Amelia Gray, one of them, on Friday.
They're bringing in a new bear. Mm. But I think Nora said that Wisconsin just suits her politics a little better.
Well, it's probably a little colder, too.
They're bringing in a young bear. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs. There is still time to visit Nora before she says goodbye, though they haven't set a date for her last day yet. Nora's departure, along with Amelia, and she's now in Chicago, it's part of a plan by members of the Polar Bear Population Alliance to prevent extinction. So I think they're both going to be doing it soon.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. New friends await.
Yeah, that's code
new friends.
They're about to get it on.
First, Nora will meet 26-year-old anti-bear Barrett, though eventually she will be introduced to a male bear.
Yeah, they're going to do it polar bear
style. Who
will
ravage her.
When I was growing up in Anchorage, we had a world-famous polar bear, Binky, because that was I don't know if you remember the video. The polar bear is always a big deal. There was a tourist that got too close to Binky's cage, and Binky grabbed her by the leg and eventually let her go, but her shoe got left behind, and then Binky carried her shoe around as, like, its plaything. Yeah. So that became, like, a big... Binky's long dead. I think Binky died, like, 20 years ago, but, yeah, it was a big deal at the Anchorage Zoo when the polar bear grabbed that dumbass who jumped, like, two fences to try to get close to the bear.
So we have a young male bear from St. Louis coming in. Kallik is his name. Mm. He'll be out here in the fall.
Okay.
But he's from Missouri, so don't expect much.
Yeah. Probably a bit of a nitwit.
Totally. Plays the banjo. He was born in Toledo, though. He has a twin brother.
Is it ethical to raise captive polar bears?
Don't ask questions.
Okay. Sorry.
We love our polar bears here.
We do.
That's a great part of the zoo.
Yeah.
The polar bears. You can see them swimming underwater.
All the ice in the wild's melting, so.
Yeah. It's very sad to see the polar bears out on the little ice.
Yeah.
Little floating ice iceberg things, and then the whales come and, you know, hit them off of there and then eat them.
If you ever get to see one in like the wild, they are just stunning and enormous. They're so much bigger than the other bears.
So, rest in peace, Nora. You will be missed.
Yeah.
Go get your freak on.
So, we have no polar bear now. We have no red panda. What the hell's happening?
Wait, what happened to the red pandas?
It died.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Yes.
What happened to it?
I think it's like old age or sick or...
Yeah, when it was... You were out, and I think the three of us talked, because we went... It was me, Nemec, and Sook, of course, in his staunch denial that the red panda ever existed.
That was my working theory, that it was all a ruse, that we never had one.
Moshu.
Yeah, Moshu. Yeah.
You're R. telling R. me Moshu's dead?
Yeah, yeah. I think it, at the ripe age of 13 or something like that.
Something like that.
I'm not up on my zoo news. Yeah. I didn't know that. Sir Snacks-a-Lot, they called him.
Yeah.
Don't you remember that?
Not according to Sook, because he wasn't really, didn't eat.
Yeah, I believe the whole thing was like a spray-painted raccoon used to lure people in.
I love the zoo. The zoo's great. But I don't need to go there a lot.
Yeah.
Does your wife overly recommend going to the zoo for fun?
No.
Because mine does.
Yeah?
She did it again today.
She's like, we should go to the zoo?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, you just asked that like 2 weeks ago. Like, dude,
I couldn't.
Why does she want to go to the zoo all the time?
I have no idea.
She loves the zoo.
Is there like a hot zoo employee? Is like the... Like, what if you go and it turns out, like, the bear keeper is just, like, this oily bohunk, and you're like, oh, see what's up?
No, well, that would make more sense.
I couldn't tell you the last time anyone in my life suggested that I go to a zoo.
She's always suggesting the zoo.
Huh.
And I'm always lukewarm on it.
Again,
I love the zoo, but...
I have a love-hate relationship. I like the zoo, too, but I always feel bad because it's animal prison. So, I don't know, I just... It never... That is just not something that ever comes into my life. Like, we don't have little kids anymore. No one in my life's like, hey, you know what we're doing on a Saturday? Going to the zoo. It's just not a thing.
All right, that's your In the News, September 23, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Do we need to start digging into Penn State, Oregon?
It's right around the corner, man.
Is it?
Yeah, Saturday.
Wait, when is it?
Saturday. Whiteout.
That game Saturday?
Japanese.
I think the Ducks are going to... Because the uniforms usually get revealed on Wednesday.
Ooh.
Something cool is coming.
Well, it should.
Well, they already did the cleats. I think Lanny... You know when they did the jump around at Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I think they're going to lean into the whiteout thing.
100%.
Yeah. Well, wait.
This has been in the playbook since the summertime. It's going to be the how do you weather the storm together, blah, blah, blah.
Wait. What? Does the whiteout mean Penn State wears all white?
No, they still...
No.
All their fans do.
All the fans do.
I know that, but does the team also wear white?
No, they will be in a blue uniform with white pants, white helmet.
So the Ducks could go all white?
Yes.
But I think they'd have to go non-white helmet, I think. I don't think they can both be in white helmets.
Yeah, I'm kind of... Now you got me all fired up.
Well, and they released some cleats. And
the mummies.
Like, we can talk about, like, people think that they're dropping subtle hints Landing is. And they usually do the uniform combo tomorrow.
Okay.
And I think we're going to get something cool.
Yep.
All right. We will start digging in. Oregon, Penn State. I have written down 6 concerns for the game.
Ooh, concernicus.
But none of them may be real concerns. I want your opinion on each of them. And we'll start there. Coming up next, you're on The Fan.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.